Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining us today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope you have had an amazing day. If you are a new listener, thanks for tuning in. We're so glad to have you. Feel free to stick around. Feel free to check out some of our previous episodes if you have a chance after listening to this one. And I know you'll enjoy. Kick back, relax, and do just that. Enjoy. And of course, if you're a regular listener, thanks for tuning in again. We are always glad to have you, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the episodes and the topics that we discuss each week. So, let's jump right in. Today's topic is going to be one that I really enjoy talking about, guys. So, the topic for today is be a positive and flexible thinker. So, you all know that we are all about all things positive on Listen and Learn With Me podcast, right? Every topic that we talk about, even if it's a difficult topic, we always turn it around to be something positive. Because that's important for us as we move forward in our day to day. We want to be sure that we're doing our best, and we want to be sure that we are making the best and most positive choices. So being a positive and flexible thinker can be kind of hard sometimes, because I can speak for myself and say, I like things a certain way. I like to know what's next. I like to be on time. I like to be sure that I am taking care of everything that I have on my to-do list and taking care of everything that I have on my schedule. But as I know, especially in life, sometimes things do not go the way that we plan. I like to call those things pesky little hurdles. They're almost like little roadblocks or speed bumps that slow us down when we are trying to complete whatever it is that we need to complete or do whatever it is that we need to do. So, the reality of it is that those pesky little speed bumps or roadblocks, they're always going to be in our way, okay? So today I want to give you three, you know what they are, especially if you're a regular listener. I want to give you three tips to make yourself a positive and more flexible thinker. So let's start with tip one. Know that things may not always go as planned, okay? And I want to talk about this in relation to you guys being in school during this time. Like I said, I don't know everyone's situation, but I know that some of my kiddos that I hang out with throughout the week, they're going to virtual learning. Some kiddos might even go back into the classroom and in-person classes right now. But whatever your situation may be, know that things may not always go as planned, which means that if you're a virtual learner, sometimes you might have trouble logging into your school system. There might be technical difficulties. There may be trouble with the computer, trouble with the mics, trouble with the videos even. So let's know up front that things might not always go as planned. You might not be able to log on at 8:30, but instead you may have to log on at 9. So what are some things that you can do to occupy your time until your computer systems are up or your school systems are up? What are some things that you can do? And so I think we need to kind of talk about that. Now, if you want to just study your schoolwork until you're able to log on, that's great. Or if you want to take some time to listen to some nice relaxation music, that's really my number one pick. Or if you want to take some time to read a chapter or two in a book until you're able to log on, that is great. But no, guys, I need for you to know that you're not going to miss anything, because your teachers might understand that there are technical difficulties going on their side too, and they will not leave you behind on any of the material. And even if they do step ahead, because I can't speak for all of the teachers, but even if they do step ahead and start teaching and you're still not able to log on, simply ask them in a nice way what you missed. "Hi, Mrs. Thompson. I couldn't log on to the system today. Did I miss anything important? Will you please share that information with me? Can you email my mom and dad to give them the information that I missed?" And I guarantee you, Mrs. Thompson and your mom and dad will be happy that you were a positive, flexible thinker and you made that great choice. Like we talked about last week, making great choices. You made that great choice and you chose to reach out to them to see what information or materials you missed from the lesson. Now, that just applies to virtual learning. Let's take this off topic a little bit from school to things that might happen in your day-to-day life. So let's just say, I don't know, it's raining one day and you step in a puddle of mud, and the puddle gets on your, or the mud from your, from that puddle gets on your sock, and you don't really have time to go back home to change your sock and your shoe. Okay, now let's just say you were headed to school, maybe you were walking to school, you know, you could ask your mom or dad or whoever's taking you to school if they could bring you another pair of shoes and socks to school. That's one way to look at it. Or if you are running late to a party because of traffic, and you know, moms and dads, it's hard for parents to be able to really know when traffic is going to happen. So how do we work through that? What can we do? Maybe we can ask mom and dad to find a different route. Maybe we can ask them that in the nicest way. Or we can just go back to what we talked about, listening to calming music, listening to relaxing music, and not spending time in the moment panicking about getting to the party or getting to where we need to be. Because when we get in panic mode, that starts to make us nervous, and that might start to even stress you out. And I don't want that for you guys, and I know you don't want that for yourself, and I know your moms and dads don't want that for you either. So try to practice those things. Now, I know tip one was pretty long, and that's okay, because we had to talk about that in order to get to tip two. Tip two, do your best to stay calm and focused until you see the good outcome or you find a solution to the unwanted change. Okay, so I know that's a lot, but let's break it down and let's talk about it. Staying calm. And the reason why I like to talk about staying calm is when we're calm and our minds are clear, We can make important decisions. We can make the right decision. If you are angry and frustrated and yelling and screaming and crying, it's kind of hard to make the best decision. So stay calm when you're trying to become a more positive and flexible thinker. Stay calm. Stay focused and say, you know what? This little pesky speed bump, this little pesky hurdle, this little pesky roadblock, I am going to get past it. I am going to do my best. So focus on the positive about it all. Say what you're going to do and not what you are not going to do or what's not going to happen, okay? Next thing. Tip 3. Ask an adult or friend to help you be a better flexible thinker. So, you've been given a couple of tips here in the beginning. Staying calm, know that things might not always go as planned, be able to talk about things that are bothering you, okay? So be able and be ready to talk about what's bothering you about this whole situation. Why is this frustrating to you? Be able to and be ready to calmly talk those things out, okay? And the way to do that is with an adult, a parent, mom or dad, a teacher, or a friend. And say, hey, you know, I wish I could have gotten through that easier, you know, a little bit easier than what I did. What is something that I can do? Can you help me practice some of the things that I've learned on the Listen and Learn With Me podcast? Can we do some pretend scenarios? Better yet, let's talk about this in real time. Let's make this happen in real time. Let's work on these things. When a real problem arises, I think that's one of the best ways and the best things that we can do. Okay? And make it one of your weekly goals, even one of your daily goals, to be a positive and flexible thinker. And you'll start to see changes, positive changes within yourself. And then you'll start to open your little eyes and notice that there are so many positive things that are going on around me. Things that you can be thankful for and grateful for, like we talked about in one of our other podcast episodes. So, let's just start here for right now. I think this is a great starting point, and it gives you a lot of information to use as you make yourself a positive and flexible thinker. And parents, I absolutely understand that during these times, you know, we are constantly working with our little ones to make them greater, to make them more responsible, if you will, to make them have the best understanding that they could possibly have as we maneuver through these challenging decisions of virtual learning at home and going back into the classroom at school. So I absolutely get that and I understand it 100%. And I'll certainly open this up even more. I'm always here to chat about this with you. Even if I don't know you at all or know you well, I'm in constant communication with my parents that I collaborate with on a regular basis each week. And we are putting their little kiddos in a space as they prepare for these changes and as they work through these day-to-day technical difficulties that some of the school systems are experiencing. But I say all that to say I'm here for you. You can certainly reach out to me, as I always say, at my website, listenandlearnllc.com, by phone, 678-919-2117, on Facebook. Again, so much fun there we have. The link there to follow our business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. So check us out there. You can email me at any time, listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And of course, if you would like to leave a voicemail on the anchor.fm app, if you're listening here, that is outstanding. Please feel free to do so. As I always say, I love receiving those. Of course, you can listen to this podcast anywhere you listen to your podcast. Spotify is an option for you, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. Again, of course, Anchor. Anywhere you listen, I'm there. So until we meet again, take care, listeners, little listeners. Be a positive and flexible thinker, okay? And carry that positive message and all of those positive tips with you through the week until we meet again next Friday evening. All right, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.